Homily for Monday, the 18th of July. Today we're going to return to an earlier format. My homily at yesterday's Masses was so well received that I thought you might like to hear it. The theme is hospitality, based on the Genesis account of Abraham's receiving the three strangers and on the Gospel account of Mary and Martha welcoming Jesus. So I hope these words are of help to you. Abraham greets his visitors with a gracious hospitality. He can't do enough to make his visitors feel welcome and at home. Likewise, in the Gospel, Martha does everything she can to make Jesus feel welcome. Abraham and Martha are not entertaining their guests. I'd say rather, they're offering them hospitality. Entertaining invites the guests to see your home and to appreciate how well you can cook. Hospitality says, the house is a mess, but please do come in. Entertaining politely invites you to come and remain an onlooker. Hospitality warmly makes you feel you belong. You're at home. You're one of us. I think we should all feel we're at home in the church, in our church. Our sense of belonging comes from God's own hospitality, made clear at our baptism. There, God publicly proclaimed, each one of us belongs to Him, just like Jesus. We belong to God, just like Jesus. As God is Jesus' Father, so is God our Father. We belong. We're at home with God, with Jesus, and with one another. The church is founded on God's own hospitality. We live to show that hospitality. That's our calling, to be hospitable. And our hospitality needs to be honest. It says, the house is a mess, but please do come in and be at home. Now, we all know there are messes in the church. There's the ongoing scandal of sexual abuse and cover-up. And now that our country is preparing for another election cycle, we can expect some of our bishops will not fail to add to the mess. Also, women still need to continue their human rights struggle for equality in our church. But it's all our mess. We can't react like guests, like polite visitors. It's our mess. We're not spectators here. We belong, and we belong to one another. We're deeply, profoundly linked to one another. So it's our mess. And yet we are much more than the messes we make. In messy times, we need to recall Paul's words to us in our second reading from the letter to the Colossians. Listen to Paul's words. The mystery hidden from ages and generations past has now been manifested to his holy ones. The mystery is Christ. Christ in you. Christ in you. The mystery of Christ in us. Christ alive in us. Christ at work in us, in each of us. Here, God's hospitality truly astounds us. Hospitality says, what's mine is yours. God's hospitality says, what's mine, my beloved Son Jesus, is yours always and forever. Christ in us, Christ alive, Christ at work in each of us, always and forever. There is nothing, nothing that can separate us from God, from Christ, and from one another. We all belong, forever and ever. And so let us recall, if there be a mess, it's our mess. It's our embarrassment. It's our shame. But also, if there be goodness, it's our goodness. It's our loving service. And there's more. Think on this. If people see our goodness, our loving service, they will also be seeing Christ's goodness and Christ's loving service. They will also be seeing Christ in us, and they will be seeing God living in us. We show God's magnificent hospitality when we say to the world, day in and day out, our house is a mess, but please, please do come in and be at home with us. Because we all belong together.